You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey, here with the mid-season report. Talk to you a little bit about the Sixers, who actually have been playing better than expected. Right now, the Sixers are 10-25. With the 10 wins, they matched their win total from last season when the Sixers finished 10-72. So, you know, they have 47 games left, and they already have the same amount of wins that they did last season. So, you know, everything's going well. I'm going to talk to you about, the number one storyline of the season. And that has been Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid is the 76ers. He's like a third-year rookie. 7'2", third-year rookie. And for people here who aren't familiar with Embiid, the reason why he's a third-year rookie, he was drafted with the third overall pick in 2014. He had two foot surgeries that kept him out of the previous two seasons. So this is his debut. And let's just say he's way better than expected. This guy right now is fourth among Eastern Conference forwards in the All-Star voting, All-Star fan voting. He's averaging 19 points, 2.4 blocks, 7 rebounds. Just tell you, he's been the man. And the thing is, in Philadelphia, it's crazy. Whenever he goes to the foul line, the crowd chants, "Trust the process." And it's starting to end up that way on the road as well. They did it in Boston, which I was shocked. Like, you got Boston Celtics fans. I mean, the Sixers fans who were up there, you know, chanting that. And then the same thing in Brooklyn two nights later. People were chanting, "Trust the process." So the storyline is Embiid. He is the greatest, well, so far, I don't want to put that, like, definitely say it, but so far it appears that he's going to be the best player in the Sixers uniform since Allen Iverson. He gets the Allen Iverson treatment. When he's on the road, crowds cheer, the opposing crowds cheer when his name is announced. In Philadelphia, people don't call him Embiid. They all call him the process. So, you know, this guy has been the truth. Now I want to talk to you about who is better than you thought, than I thought, and who has been less good than you expected. Now, we already talked about Embiid. Embiid is better than expected. But then there's someone else, Ersan Ilyasova. You know, he's a power forward that the Sixers picked up in early November in a trade from the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Sixers were his fifth team in a year and a half. His fifth team in a year and a half. Now, you know that this guy can shoot. I remember him when he was in Milwaukee playing against the Sixers. But, you know, when someone comes over and you say, "Hey, buddy, this is your fifth team," you know, and his fifth team is the Sixers, a team that had been struggling for the longest time, you know, you're thinking like, whoa, this guy, you know, he's going to be a disaster. But, hey, we talked about Embiid. This is a guy who is arguably the second-best player on the team, you know, second-best healthy player. And, you know, it's one of those things where he makes Embiid better. He really does. I mean, the fact that he's a stretch four who can shoot and he provides a lot of great quality spacing for Embiid, he makes the big fella better. So I must say that he has been the guy who has been better than expected, as well as Embiid. Now, a guy who has been less good than expected, you know, that's kind of sort of like a tough one, you know. But I would have to say that I would have to give this to Jarrett Bayless. And the only reason I'm giving this to him is just because of injuries. He's only been able to play in three games because
because of his wrist. He had to have left wrist surgery because he tore some tendons in his wrist. So the thing is, I'm not saying that he played bad. I just think that he didn't provide the impact that people thought he would do just because of that injury. So for that said, I'll have to, you know, give it to him. You know, for the most part, this team has had, you know, the best talent that it's had in years. You know, since the 2013-14 season when they tore everything down. You know, they did have some quality players in the beginning, but they all got rid of them at the trade deadline. So you have to say that this team right now, as a group, is probably the best group since then. The thing is, it's kind of like, you know, a lot of guys are injured, so you don't get to see them like a Ben Simmons. You know, Gerald Henderson is playing through injuries. But for the most part, these guys come and they bring it. So I really can't say, you know, that, you know, there's one guy who I think like, oh, I thought he was going to do something and he's not. You know, now Robert Covington's scoring is down. He's struggling to shoot the ball. But at the same time, he brings it on the defensive end. He's their best perimeter defender, and he routinely draws the opposing team's best perimeter player. So, you know, Robert Covington is having a heck of a year. He's just not making shots. So, you know, I can't criticize him for that. Now, let's talk about the trade deadline. You know, people are wondering, are the Sixers buyers or sellers at the trade deadline? You know, They're basically buyers. I mean, they're buyers and they're hoping that somebody wants to buy what they're selling. You know, the thing is, I mean, one of the biggest stories around the Sixers was surrounding possible trading of Nerlens Noel and Jahlil Okafor, two of their reserve centers. You know, so basically the Sixers at the trade deadline, you got to look for the Sixers to try to move one, if not both of them. You know, they think it's going to come down to whoever gives them the best offer. Right now, the offers have been basically minuscule. So the Sixers are stuck with these guys for the time being until they try to make something happen again, or hope and pray that somebody gets a little, you know, desperate at the trade deadline, trying to make a playoff push and say, you know what? I need a Nerlens Noel as a rim protector. I really do. Or, you know what? I need Okafor because of his scoring. So I think that's what's going to happen. You know, the Sixers, don't get it twisted. The Sixers are going to try to use those players to get a perimeter player to help balance out the roster. Because right now, the Sixers are overloaded with centers and power forwards, and they need wings and guards. So that's what's going to happen. You know, that's what's going to happen. In regards to a specific player, I don't think it really comes down to a specific player that the Sixers have in mind. I think, like I said, it's going to come down to, you know, they need a wing. They need some guards. And they're going to try to see if they can get one by trading Noel or Okafor. The thing is, though, it's like they better get like a veteran guy. I think they need a veteran leader, a guy who can, you know, be stable in the locker room, but also someone who can, you know, who's not afraid to produce. I mean, you know, they need to get someone who can get them over the hump. Like Jimmy Butler, as I mentioned last week, Jimmy Butler would be great for this team. The only problem with that is, you know, I think the asking price for Jimmy Butler would be too high. I think that the Chicago Bulls, where Butler is the two guard at, they basically asked for, hey, okay, if you want Jimmy Butler, we want Ben Simmons. Or, oh, okay, we want Embiid. Now, the Sixers are not going to get rid of Ben Simmons and Embiid, so I don't think that will work out. But who knows, they may opt to give up. They're in line to get two first-round draft picks, and they both could be very good draft picks. So they could possibly, you know, give up one or give up, you know, Okafor, Embiid. But You know, I don't know. I think in order to get Butler, you may have to give up both of those draft picks and possibly one of the two players. Or you may have to give up Embiid, or you may have to give up Simmons. And if that's the case, it's not going to happen. The Sixers aren't going to do that. They're not going to give up one of their franchise players just to get someone. All right. Now, I got to talk about what is the key in the second half of this season, to call this a success. Well, I think the key is it just, you know, if the Sixers could win 11 more games, or I think you have to consider the season a success. I mean, let's face it. They won 10 games last year. They tied that already. They tied that on Sunday against the Brooklyn Nets. So they tied that win total. So if they can go and double up what they did last year, it has to be a success. If Joel Embiid can make the All-Star game, you know, then that's great. I mean, it's great for the Sixers. He'll be their first All-Star since Jrue Holiday in the 2012-13 season. So, you know, that'll be good. And then, you know, they'll get him in the right foot. If Ben Simmons could get on the court, Ben Simmons, you know, as some of you know, suffered a preseason broken right foot. So if he can get on the court and if he could do certain things, then everything will be well. I mean, the Sixers are better. They are an improving team. And there's nowhere else to go but up. And it seems like they're climbing the ladder. I mean, they've been the worst team in the league last year from, like, the start to the finish. Right now, you know, there's two teams worse than them, the Miami Heat, the Brooklyn Nets, and they've defeated both of those teams. So, you know, the Sixers are steadily climbing. I mean, you were not expecting them to make the playoffs or anything like that. But at the same time, if they could get 20 wins, this season will be a success. Hey, I want to thank you guys for listening in to my mid-season report. Now, you know, if you want to subscribe to this, you could go to Audio Boom or iTunes. And if you want to subscribe to all the Locked On networks, you might as well, you know, do the same. Hey, I just want to let you people know that here at Locked On, we're the only ones who come to you 5 days a week with the most unfiltered information on your team. Thank you and have a great day.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.